Good evening. I hope everybody's well. We're going to be learning Siman Kuf Samach Hei, which is the final Siman of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, and then leading straight away from there into Siman Kuf Samach Vav, which is the beginning of Hilchos Petzias Pas. In other words, we really should be parting tonight after having learned Hilchos Netilas Yadayim for quite a number of weeks. I think really we deserve a grand round of applause, really, for this. We've really done very well. And then leading into Kuf Samach Vav, which is Hilchos Betzias HaPas. The final Siman, Kuf Samach Hei, is still discussing an important, very relevant halacha. If a person has to wash hands for two reasons simultaneously, he needs to wash hands on one hand because he was just excused, then he needs to wash his hands, and simultaneously now he's about to wash for Netilas Yadayim. What's the right way to proceed? And we're just going to be learning that now, see what the Shulchan Aruch says about that. And see what halacha lemaisa, the right way is to do it. So Siman Kuf Samach Hei, then oisa tzrocha, somebody is excused, and he wishes to eat. So Sif Aleph says the following, oisa tzrocha, somebody was just excused, and it doesn't really matter if it's uktanim or gdolim, and he wishes to eat. Yitoil shtei pa'amim, he should wash his hands twice. Halarishoina, on the first time, Mevorech, he makes the brach of Asher Yotza, Velashnia, and on the second time that he washed his hands, Mevorech, he makes the brach of Al Netilas Yadayim, of Netilas Yadayim. Vivene Roitze Litoil Elopam Achas, and if he only wants to wash his hands once, for instance, there's not sufficient water, or there's a lack of, he can only wash his hands once and not twice, then. Leachas Shoshofach Pam Achas, Al Yodov, who after pouring once water on his hands, Meshav Sheif, and he rubs his hands, Yevorech, he makes the Boch of Asher Yotza, Ve'achakach, and after that, Meshas Nigov, when he dries his hands, Mevorech, he makes the Boch on the Tilas Yadayim, or the Tilas Yadayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, ideally you wash your hands twice. First time on Asher Yotza, second time on the Tilas Yadayim, and you move on. Shulchan Aruch says if you only have sufficient water for once, you're going to wash your hands once, you're going to make Asher Yotza, and then when you dry your hands, you're going to make Netilas Yadayim. Rabbi Isai, is this the way we do things? Is this the way we do it? No, we don't. We don't do it. What's the right way of doing it?
So on that, you say you make the bracha before you dry your hands for Netilas Yadayim. So you say if you follow that way...
Absolutely. Yeah, you're going to have a problem here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So what's the right way of doing it? More than that, the Mishnah Berurah points out, and the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, actually, he points out something even worse than that. He brings down a Sif Katan Gimel, in the name of Achronim, that all this was only true in the times where people used to wash hands with less than a revis. But nowadays, we wash our hands more than a revis. So Mishnah Berurah says, Kosu Achronim, Deledidon denoagin lito revis bevas achas al kol yad viad, him ken nigma techef toras yadayim. Mishnah Berurah points out the name of Achronim. Hold on a second. You've got a major problem over here. Because if you would do it, if you would do it the way Shulchan Aruch says, you're washing your hands properly after having been excused, and you wash your hands... So, one second here. What halachic status are your hands after washing your hands? And say Asher Yotza. Absolutely. They are completely tohoyer. Now, virtually a second later, you're going to wash your hands now for Netilas Yadayim. Are you entitled to make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim? What do you say? You're going to scratch yourself, absolutely. So your Tanya Rabbi Osel says, absolutely correct, that you can't actually, if you just now have got, you washed your hands, and you said, Asher Yotza. So now, you can't just now wash again, and make Al Netilas Yadayim. In fact, because your hands are halachically classified as Tohoy. So you can't, there's no justification whatsoever to make a renewed bracha now Al Netilas Yadayim. Yeah. Very good. So, we're going to get there in a second, because that's going to be the answer. What do you want to say?
You could wash once and then say say Eshiyotza and then Tidasodoyim.
Very good. So, well, you can't just stand on Tidasodoyim. Stand because you washed your hands at Tohe now. So the truth is, two approaches in the Achronim. The minority of the authorities say like what you say. The minority say that you could, in theory, you could wash your hands and then say Ashayotza and then touch yourself in a place which is halachically considered a covered area of your body. Now your hands are again not tohoy anymore, and now you can wash again and make alon tidas adayim. It's only the minority of opinion, because at the end of the day, why don't you think it's ideal to do that?
It's a bit contrived.
It's what it's
a bit contrived.
I don't know what contrived means.
It's a bit sort of like you're making.
Yeah.
Sort of
exactly. Yeah. To absolutely. And so many poskim don't like it, although some do suggest you should do that. The majority, Reb Shlomo Zalman and other Achronim, they go a different kivun, and I firmly believe that's the minhag ha'olam, whether consciously or subconsciously, that is, I think, what people do. Shlomo Zalman goes down a new route, and he said that actually, there is no halachic reason really, well, I'm exaggerating. He said that we agreed that it's a chumra to wash your hands after Beis HaKisei, to wash your hands with a keli. It's a registered chumra. Absolutely registered chumrah, and it's the right thing to do under normal circumstances. You wash your hands with a keli. However, this is the chumrah. Here, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, when you get out, after being excused, you go out of the bathroom. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you're going to wash your hands, he says, with soap, and you wash your hands, but you do not use a keli, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. You do not use a keli, because by doing that, you're certainly entitled to make the bracha of Ashayotza. No reason why not. You can make Ashayotza. But your hands are not halachically classified as being on a pure status because you didn't use a keli. So whilst all the points that we mentioned over the last few weeks, koyach gavre, a keli, shficha, all those conditions that we learned, that's actually a very important point to summarize at this point. All those halachas, remember shficha and koyach gavre, human force, and a keli, all those conditions, they are definitely a necessity for the tilas udaim, which is more stringent. However, when it comes to ashayotza, you don't need all those conditions. You just need to have washed your hands. So the Pshalim Zalman, wash your hands, do not use a keli, make ashayotza, and now your hands are logically considered requiring still a tilas udaim. You use a keli, you wash the way we explained over the last few shiurim. You wash twice and every the raviyas, etc., etc. And you can make a bracha on Tidas Adayim with pleasure. Have you asked that makes sense? Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. The Shlomo Zalman says, other poskim as well, but the Shlomo Zalman himself was a makom, did it himself. I think the stipler as well. Many achronim said you should do that. So normally you will be, normally we're makbid. We don't, on this, in that case, however you want. Normally, you will.
But in this case,
you won't. Yeah. You will not use a keli. You're just going to wash your hands. You say Ashayotza, and then you wash for until
Tidas Adayim.
You won't need to in this case because it's going to be a chumrah, the beautiful expression of chumrah, the osili de kula. It's a chumrah which is going to lead you straight into a kula. Well, that Mishtabua says you can't do, because what you're doing now is you're actually washing your hands until Asudaim on pure hands, which you wash with a keli. You mean once? Meaning one shficha? You mean
no, regular washing?
Regular ones? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But how can you say until Asudaim on pure hands? Your hands are absolutely pure. You have done really an until Asudaim without making the bracha. Oh, you mean with not drying? What did you do? You washed your hands.
You washed your hands.
Did you dry? I mean, completely regular.
Regular.
So now your hands are pure.
No, you're not drying them.
You say Ashayotza. But Niguv is not Ma'akev, we learned. Niguv, drying hands, not Ma'akev. So really what you've done is you've purified your hands. You didn't dry them, but they're pure. Without toilet, you can't. What? Imagine, for argument's sake, just to clarify this. Imagine somebody would wash his hands, and he would not make a bracha while until asadaim. He would just. He's just about to eat, and he washes his hands, and he forgets to until asadaim, and he dries his hands, and he says, "Stop! I forgot to until asadaim." Now he takes the keli again, and he washes his hands again. Can he make until asadaim? Can he? Because his hands, because he can't, bracha levatala. His hands are completely pure. His hands are toy. He's ready to eat. You can't make a bracha on pure hands. You can't. So therefore, the same scenario what you are saying is that he has washed his hands. Happens to be he was for Ashiyata purpose. But really, he has purified his hands. He has. With the keli or without the keli? For what? For washing until the time. Well, you're making the bracha on this very washing. You're making the bracha al netilas adayim on the washing of your hands, on purifying your hands. But if you have washed them a minute earlier, and you said ashiyotza, or you didn't say ashiyotza, if you washed them a minute earlier, there is no justification halachically to now wash again and make a bracha.
Why are you washing once? Wash once. You just said bracha.
You mean washing the hand? Washing? What do you mean washing once?
Regular with the keli.
Yeah. So now your hands are?
Fine. Now you're saying
you're saying ashayatza. How can you? You can't. That's what Shulchan Aruch says, really. You can't because you've got pure hands. You have got pure hands prior to Netilas
Yadayim. He didn't wash his hands first.
It doesn't matter why he washed them. It doesn't matter why he washed them. He washed them. What do you mean washing once? It means, do you mean to say lomdas, only one pouring? Is that what you mean?
No, regular.
Regular? So now, you've washed your hands. Am I misunderstanding something?
I think all he's saying is can you sort of do two for the price of one, basically? Can you just wash?
Yeah,
you wash. Say asher yotze, and flush your diet.
You want to save yourself a second washing?
Yeah.
Okay, you wash two for the price of one. Two for the price of one. Okay. Oh, now I got you. Sorry, it took me a while. Elijah was saying a bit, Achshav nafala Simon. Yeah, now I'm getting you. Okay. No, you can't wash once for two purposes. Never mind everything else. You're going to run into trouble of hefsek, but there's other problems as well. Never mind everything else. You got a hefsek over here. And hefsek, which is ma'akev. Because you're washing, you're making ashiyotza, and now how can you make until asadaim? So never mind other problems as well, you got at least a hefsek issue. Sorry for this delay. You know, delayed, sometimes. It's exactly.
Wait 5 minutes.
And then yeah, that will be fine. Yeah, hesek hadas of your hands, it's fine. Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's considered a hesek hadas, once you've interrupted your man. You have a phone call, you go around the block. If some few minutes interruption will be sufficient. But if it's just straight in from one washing into next washing, that's no good. Yeah. Correct.
Right.
We'll get to that today, Mitzvah.
Why couldn't you just wash your hands, say,
Ashayata?
Until this time, dry your hands, and then say Ashayata. Because what have you lost? So that's one chumrah that even Mavakal.
Yeah.
You wash your hands with a toy.
Right. So you're you're meant to say the Ashayata before the Until
Asadam. Why so?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you're meant to say the Ashayata. So you're meant to say the Ashayata first. Never mind. Right. I mean, I think that the most straight. Do we agree that the most straightforward approach is Shlomo Zalman's approach? I think it makes the most sense.
Wash your hands twice, though.
Well, once halachically is not considered netila. Once you've cleansed your hands, but you've not been metal your hands.
If you've got dry skin, it's still going to hurt your hands more.
I hear. Absolutely. Okay, I hear that. But I think it's the most straightforward approach, nevertheless.
So what is the problem of saying Ashiyotza a second?
After Hamoitzi.
After drying your hands.
After Hamoitzi.
That's worse because then you... That's
Is that going to be significant? Yeah, but I hear your point. You are saying that the whole Ashiyotza doesn't have to be so immediate, right? That's the point you're saying. So why are you so concerned about this Ashiyotza? You can wait Ashiyotza a bit, nothing, you don't lose the bracha immediately.
Like in the morning you make
Ashiyotza. Yeah. So in the morning it's a bit different, but the point is true. That you don't have to, the Ashiyotza is, you can still make the Ashiyotza for. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah does say, thanks for reminding us, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's really a necessity, you can go down that route. If necessary, Mishnah Berurah says you can't do that. Yeah, you're right. Mishnah Berurah says that if necessary, if you can only wash once, and you don't want to go down, if you want to wash once, that's what you're going to do. You're going to wash your hands once, you're going to say until the Tilasudayim, and later on, you're going to say the Bokhav HaShiyotza. Correct. Right. Okay, but I think the lechatchila, if you're prepared to wash your hands twice, you're going to do as Shlomo Zalman says. Yeah, very good. Good. Mishnah Berurah says, Katan Aleph, yes. You could, but just make sure you don't use a keli.
No, but if you want to, you do Ashiyotza and then wash with the keli. And then
so you washed your hand, you need to wash your hands before you say Ashiyotza. Yeah, but you need to wash your hands before you start Shiyotza. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Na'alef says a famous shlo, and Yidna are very makbid on that, Sifkot Na'alef, Ha'oset Zrachav, Kosev B'shlo HaKodesh, the Kol Adam, every person, Yivdek Atzmoy, he should check himself, Lifonois, to cleanse himself, Kodim Adetilev, before washing, Chekosev Sefer Sedayoyim, so he showed him say that you should, in other words, you should be excused before you wash for the meal. You should go out before you have a meal. I think that for health reasons as well. That's what they say. I think the Rambam speaks about it as well, if I'm not mistaken. You should try to be, you should, if you need to go, you should go before, Yivta, because that's what you check if you need to go, before washing, before sitting down for a meal. Right. Okay. This is Seif Aleph. Seif Beis proceeds and tells us the following halacha. Im Rabbi Mesubim Mesuda. If you've got a number of people, by the Suuda, say now, Yo Godoil Noitel Yodov Techila, who should wash first? The kids wash first?
Otherwise,
it will never happen. Yeah, I hear that. same here. Yeah. They don't, absolutely, yeah, that's true as well. Absolutely. They're all good ideas. Yeah. The Kayin. Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, "Im Rabbi Mesubim Mesuda." If you've got a number of people who are going to eat together, Hagodol the Godol, the Balabais, the Godol, Noitel Yodav Tchila, he'll wash his hands first. So the Balabais is to wash his hands first. That's the Gemara actually. The Rosh Hayorog Elitol Ba'Achol, the Rosh himself used to wash his hands at the last. Shulay lehafzik, shulay ledabet, that he should not interrupt, he should not speak. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason for that is, in Sifkotan Hey, explains as follows. Sifkotan Dalet, in fact, Hagodol, the first opinion says that the Balabai should wash first. The reason is the Chenu Kvot, that's his covet, that the first person who wash is the Balabai, is the it's true, he'll have to be quiet for the longest, but it is covered if he washes first. Like we know in other areas of halacha, the first one is the most mechobedig, most respect. First one is the most respected. So similarly, also, one who washes first is the most respected. However, the Rosh, just the other hand, the Rosh used to wash the very last. Why is that? Although he was the Balabais. Sifkotan, hey, the Rosh Rogil, the Sefira Le'yeld, the Shayne Bizman HaTalmud. This was all true in the times of the Gemara. Shole Kol Echot, that everybody had, Ma'amesubin, Sholchom Bifnei Atzmoy. Everybody had a table individually. They all had their individual tables. V'hoyoichel Miyad Shenot Eliyodov. And they used to wash, and then go to their tables, and do a moitzi and eat straight away. But nowadays, Shulchan Echad Echol, that there is a table for everybody, we're all sharing one large table, and We all start eating simultaneously. Tehainu, i.e., shelacha shenot lukulam ideim. Whenever he washed their hands, hagodol mevorech, the balabais makes a bracha umotzi, and he is motzi kulam, everybody with yechosu with his bracha. Now, this is the crunch now. Toiv yoisait is better, li toil beachroino. It is better, says the Rosh, to wash last. Kedei, in order shelo yovli de hefsek v'dibur bein time, that it should be to decrease the hefsek between washing and hamotzi. So what Rosh says that what the Gemara says that it's best to wash first. That's only true if you wash and you go to your table and you make hamotzi and next and you carry on. However, nowadays that's not the case. We have to wait for everybody anyway. You're going to wait for everybody. So therefore, it's better not to be the first one to wash, but to be the last one to wash. So it's very ironic when you see people want to give, you see that sometimes, and you go first. It's not covered anymore. I heard this from Rav Falk when I was in Gates Yeshiva. It was probably 97, 98. I remember hearing how he said that it's ironic because it's amratzes when you're mechabit somebody else to wash first. Assuming that everybody's eating together, so it's not covered to ask will you wash first, because he's going to end up having a greater hafsek. He's going to end up waiting longer for his amotzi. So you're not mechabed him. You're delaying. You're making his hafsek greater. So consequently, it's better to be the last one to wash. But I appreciate that on very pragmatic terms, sometimes it's easy to be the first one to wash when I get things moving. Yeah, I hear that. But yeah. Absolutely, we know that from so they used to have a kind of they used to sit around a table. It wasn't a proper table as the Gemara Pesachim. It wasn't a proper table. It was like a seating arrangement. So you used to lie down like a couch kind of arrangement. You used to like lie down and used to lean towards each other and face each other, and there was like some sort of setting on the floor. It was quite low, it appears. But they didn't have a table like we know them. There was no table like we know them. So that's now that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So Lemaisa, the only thing that has to be pointed out, what about just about being mechabed others? What about by a simcha? A chasna or sheva brachas? If you want to be, if you see somebody, you have somebody who's also about to wash, a Rav, a Dayan, or a Shiva, somebody, and you want to give him the cover to wash. Or Stam, you want to, somebody, or a Koyain, you want to give him the cover to wash. You give him the cover to wash first, you say, please, you go ahead. Or, you say, I want to give you the cover, let me go first.
It's the same as the times of the door. Each way is going to have the
Very good. So it depends very much on that. What do you want to say? Yes, it depends very much. Are you going to wait for the Chosn to make a Motzi? Are you waiting for, is it going to be a, then, if that's the case, which is rarely the case, but if that would be the case, then again, the kavod is to be last. But if everybody individually makes hamotzi, like it's common by chasanas, then again, the kavod will be to go first. To go first. So you can, the kavod, so that you say, you know, you go first. So that's, but it's an important point to appreciate.
Because everybody
washes for himself. If everybody washes for himself, you're not waiting for anybody. You've got a mozi on your table. So you wash, you make a mozi, and that's it. But if you're waiting, it's got one table, everybody's sitting around, you're waiting for the balabais, for the father to make a bracha, so everybody's waiting, so the cover is to wash last. Because you don't have to wait a long time.
So that has to do with, if you've got a guest or something, that should have to do with that?
Yeah, what would be with guests? If you've got guests, how would you give them the cover? You've got guests, so what's the most respectful way of treating guests? Is that, so based on what we're learning now, according to the Rosh, you tell them, I really want to give you lots of covet, back in the queue. Right back. Well, it depends. If they're, are they going to make the, if they, you're going to emoji them with emoji, you want to give them the covet, so keep them in the back. They have less hefsek. less hefsek. True or not true? Yeah, okay. This is based on the fact that God, as Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot and Dalet, Techenu Kvoidoi, that's his covet. But if you want to be Moichel, you covet, you want to give somebody. If you want to be Moichel, the covet. If you're Moichel, as a Balabas, you've got the right to be Moichel, the covet. So, if you want to be Moichel, the covet, so you send him back, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's. Good. Okay. So just because I mentioned we're going to start the pastor, I just want to start it. Pardon? Simkuf Samachbov. Simkuf Samachbov. Dinah of Sorkim and Betzir Lenetile. The halachas with regards to interruption between Betzir Lenetile. One second. Are you referring? Referring to not talking this one to not talking between washing and. And amoitzis are we referring to? Yeah. So yesh oimim, some say she'entzorich lezoya. Some say you do not need to be careful. Melhafsik benetidel amoitzis. Some say you don't need to be careful. You're allowed to interrupt. You're allowed to talk between netila, between washing and the bruch of amoitzis. For yesh oimim, some say she'entzorich lezoya. And some say you do need to be careful. You must not talk between washing and amoitzis. For toiv lezoya, it is proper to be careful. We'll discuss this in greater detail tomorrow, Mitz Hashem, because that's an interesting topic. But to recap what we covered tonight, B'siyat Yishmaya, we completed Hilchas Netila Sudaim, B'siyat Yishmaya, and we learned in Simkuf Samechei that there is a potential problem of washing twice, somebody had to be excused, and he washed. Ideally, a person should be excused before sitting down to eat. You should be excused before you sit down and eat. And therefore, if he has to wash hands for two reasons simultaneously, we learn what the Shulchan Aruch says. Halacha lemaisa, we learned that you've got a problem if you wash your hands after Ashayotza with the keli, and afterwards you want to make a bracha on the Tilas Yadayim, you're running into trouble because the Ashayotza is going to be a little bit in vain. So consequently, when mentioned the Shlomo Zalman's mahalach was, you wash your hands initially, but you do not use a keli, you don't use keach gavra, or you don't use. You don't do a proper, whatever you don't, the easiest is not to do a keli, not to use a keli. And afterwards, you're gonna say Asher Yotza, and afterwards, you're gonna wash your hands a second time round, and you're gonna do it in the Tilas Yadayim. We mentioned that, well, your point, very, very correct point, very accurately, that if you don't wanna go that route, if you only wash your hand once, Mishnah Berurah says you can wash your hand once and you're going to make al netilas yadayim and you're going to make the Asher Yotza later on. That's acceptable as well. We don't learn Seif Beis. What's the right way of who is first, who is last with regards to netilas yadayim? If there's many people sitting together, Shulchan Aruch says you wash first because that's your covet. The Rosh says no, that's only true if there's no waiting. But if there's waiting and hefsek and interruption, then the best is to wash last, because you have less hefsek, and that's halachically better. And we started off Simkuf Samachvav, saying there's a bit of an issue with regards to interrupting between Netilas Yadayim and Hamoitzi, and more on this tomorrow in Mirza Hashem. Good evening, Abbasai.